With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Montana's former Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke is now President Donald Trump's Interior Secretary. Zinke sailed through a Senate confirmation vote today with a 68-31 vote. Both Montana Senators, Republican Steve Daines and Democrat John Tester, supported Zinke's confirmation. On the Senate floor, Daines said Zinke will strike an important balance between conservation and responsible energy development.
And he understands better than anybody I know that this one-size-fits-all policies of Washington, D.C. never work for real America.
Zinke's critics, like Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, don't see it that way. Schumer today accused Zinke of supporting public land transfers and expanding drilling and mining on federal lands and waters. Zinke's confirmation set the stage for a May 25th special election in Montana to fill his congressional seat. Montana's political parties have scheduled conventions to nominate candidates to run for the seat. Democrats this coming Sunday and Republicans on Monday, both in Helena. Governor Steve Bullock has signed a package of bills that seek to reduce costs within the criminal justice system and help reduce recidivism. One bill calls for the Office of Public Defender to establish a pilot project that would get clients in touch with social workers and other services that might help address the reasons they got in trouble with the law. Another bill would allow jail inmates free phone calls to their attorneys, saving the public defender's office about $35,000 a year in collect calls. And yet another eliminates the requirement to appoint a public defender for an unknown parent in child abuse and neglect cases, which could save the state about $100,000 annually. Finally, a fourth bill allows criminal records for juvenile offenders to be shared electronically rather than on paper. The Montana House broke for a short recess today, joining Senate colleagues in a brief respite before reconvening Monday. When they return, they begin work on finalizing a state budget and cobbling together a comprehensive infrastructure plan that has long eluded a fractured state government. Lawmakers had until today to pass most proposals to the other house before the mid-session break. Senator John Tester announced today he will hold an in-person town hall meeting in Great Falls this Saturday. Montana's Democratic senator will be joined by healthcare experts representing rural Montana, veterans, and Indian Country. The town hall meeting will be held on the Great Falls College MSU campus at Heritage Hall Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m.
I'm Rachel Kramer. The special election to fill Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives will be held May 25th. Governor Steve Bullock made that announcement this morning, just minutes after Ryan Zinke resigned the seat. Zinke's resignation came soon after the U.S. Senate confirmed him to be Secretary of the Interior Department. Here's Governor Bullock this morning.
Discussions are being had each and every day in Washington, D.C. that could certainly impact Montanans. We have to do everything we can to make sure that a Montana voice is at that table while those discussions are there. So given the latitude that I had, I'm calling the election as soon as we possibly can.
The U.S. Constitution says that House seats must remain vacant until an election can be held. State law says the governor must call an election within 85 to 100 days of a seat becoming vacant. May 25th is the earliest day the election could be scheduled. Montana's political parties are scheduling conventions to nominate candidates to run for the seat. The Democrats have scheduled theirs for this Sunday in Helena. The Republicans will hold theirs on Monday in Helena as well. Montana's Libertarian and Green parties are also planning nominating conventions. Eight Democrats and eight Republicans have announced candidates for their party's nominations. You can find a complete list of those candidates at our website, mtpr.org. I'm Rachel Kramer.